This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Are people really surprised to learn of the ABC comments and the what's her name, Kobach or Robach, her comments about Epstein? Come on, seriously? As I said many times, there's gambling in this casino. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm always happy when my friend James O'Keefe gets a scoop. And I was talking to James about, I don't know, it's been about a month ago we were together, and I told him, I said, James, you do realize you're responsible for me being in this movement. He goes, how so? And I said, well, when you called Andrew Breitbart about the Acorn stuff, Andrew called me, and I went on the Glenn Beck Show and broke the story. And I said, isn't it funny how lives intertwine in certain ways? And here's James, who I believe is one of the most significant people in history with Project Veritas. This is a kid, he's not a kid anymore, but he will go down in history for the work that he's done. And I played this little bitty minor role in that, and I don't know if I'm going to go down in history. I mean, I am obviously going to go down in history because some people are going to remember me, but I'm saying in a big way. But my group is certainly doing what we can to make things work. And James and I, in full circle, are now partnering in some other initiatives. That is amazing to me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So anyway, lots to talk about. I'll get to Project Veritas in a bit. I was looking at the California wildfires, and they said this: ISIS directed its followers to set wildfires in America. And I thought to myself, well, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they try to poison our drinking water? Why wouldn't they try to mess with our food supply? And why wouldn't they try to burn us down and keep us busy with stuff like that? And guess who's the most complicit? The state of California. They pretty much set the tender for them, give them the butane, the fuel, and say, go do it. Go set fires. And so guess what? I mean, look, I don't know how these fires started. I really don't. Fires start naturally in nature. I'm not blaming Muslims for the fires. But what if the California fire was set by Muslims? Would Governor Newsom let us know? I'm actually surprised that, I mean, indirectly, I guess they have blamed Donald Trump. They certainly blamed global climate change on it. But what's funny about these leftists, and particularly Californians, they have fires because they won't cut back timber. They won't put in good forestry management. Even their former government, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, said this. And they still don't learn. They got fires. Let me tell you, let me go ahead and predict something for 2020. There'll be fires in California. Yeah, there'll be fires that threaten people's homes, that cost billions of dollars, that make the price of home insurance go up, you know, homeowners insurance and other things go up, that kill wildlife. They'll go through heaven and heck to save the spotted owl or some crazy beetle, and then they kill them all because they won't do good forestry management. It's beyond me. Democrats, are you aware of the stupidity of your actions? Seriously. Kevin Jackson trying to school leftists on common sense. Look, guys, I tell you all the time, don't feel like I'm some sort of savant. Kevin, he's a yogi. He's a guru. No, I'm not. I just exercise common sense. You know what's funny about Gavin Newsom? Gavin Newsom is appearing with rappers, and you know he's an entertainment governor. He wants to be seen as, you know, with the movers and the shakers. This dude will hang out with Jay-Z and all that stuff, and then he'll pass legislation that leaves you just scratching your head.
Hey, listen, a felony shouldn't be $50 when you go in and steal something. You know, people need things, and, you know, they can't afford them sometimes. So let's make it a felony when it's over $950. And, oh, if you got HIV, no problem. No stigma should be attached to you. You should have unprotected sex and not have to tell anybody about it, and a host of other things. It's a crazy, crazy world for them.
I didn't see this story right away, but some Muslims were killed in Mexico by the drug cartels. And let me just say this. It was their own fault, because you know how those Mormons can be. They are total hellraisers. Yeah, and the troublemakers started this fracas. I don't know if you know the story, but they started this fracas when they took their car through Mexico and it broke down. Yeah, how's that for making trouble? Why couldn't they have a vehicle that could get through Mexico without breaking down? How dare those Mormons do that? Well, and then there is that Donald Trump. I don't know if they support him, because they might be Romney supporters. Maybe the deaths should be on Trump, right? I mean, that's the way the leftists think. What was the cartel supposed to do? Their car broke down in the middle of Mexico. I mean, what were the Mexicans supposed to do, America? Come on, somebody help me with this. Oh, I have an idea, but I don't know. Anyway, the president says a wonderful family and friends from Utah got caught between two vicious drug cartels who were shooting at each other, with the result being many great American people killed, including young children and some missing. If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out their monsters, the United States stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively. The great new president of Mexico has made this a big issue, but the cartels have become so large and powerful that you sometimes need an army to defeat an army. This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the U.S., to wage war on the drug cartels to wipe them off the face of the earth, he concluded. We merely await a call from your great new president. Boy, that is putting it lightly. That is a person that says, hey, get on the phone. What's his name? Enrique? I don't know what his name is. Mexicano Presidente, get on the phone. Call me. Wow. So anyway, yeah, that was going on. And yeah, I didn't even see this story, and I'm not blaming my producers, because I'm not going to say I didn't see it. I saw the headline, but it was like, okay, whatever, I'll get to it. Because there's too much to get to. Let me give you an example. Gubernatorial elections. Oh, speaking of Mexicans, there is an app for illegals. Are you guys aware of this? There are multiple apps for illegals. Maybe we'll get to that story. We'll talk about the craziness of crime in America. Dave Chappelle's back in the news. The LGBT is back in the news. They stay in the news, right? Kanye West, more profound than people even believe. Maybe we'll get to that. Lots of... This one story, this one cracks me up. This coach that beat his team, the other team, too bad. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the plane. So she told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations that I freaking had, all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. And I had it all 3 years ago.
Didn't we almost have it all?
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Whitney Houston, Didn't We Almost Have It All? I don't know the rest of the lyrics, so I would sing that whole song right now. Didn't We Almost Have It All, said, what's her name? Amy Robach. Yeah. Who is Jeffrey Epstein, they were asking. No, they weren't. They knew who it was. And here's what's interesting about what she said. She said the network was too afraid not to be able to interview the royals. Can you believe that? Kate and Will or whatever. She says Kate and Will. They did. Because this implicates so many people. This is amazing to me. Such a disingenuous me. They call themselves media. They call them truth purveyors, right? Look, there's news and then there's true news. And the true news is somebody who would have the guts to say, you're going to withhold an interview from me? In order so that this story doesn't get told? Fine. For the record, I don't give a crap about the royals. Oh my gosh. Well, let's see what's the one, the latest one, this black chick. I forget her name. Honestly, I swear I don't know her name right now. I swear. I'm not even being funny. I can see her face. Like Morgan, is it Morgan? Anyway, everywhere you go, they're talking about, they show her talking to a child and bending over or whatever. She's an actress on a show that married some white dude. I don't give two shakes about, but if the media does not want to not cover the story. Oh, they're about to have a baby. What's the name of the baby? What's the baby look like? Blah blah blah. The baby, the royals. Not so. What these people are telling you is they can be manipulated by powerful people who say, you will never get another interview with us. I will make sure that no Brit ever comes on ABC ever again, said the Queen. Wow, man, really? And here I thought it was all fair, right? Isn't that what the media is run by leftists? They claim they want to level the playing field, and you know what they did? They covered up. Too afraid because they wouldn't get to interview the royals. They bring a woman who'd been in hiding for 12 years out, convinced her to talk to them because it would be safe. But guess what? Clinton, the royals, and a host of other very powerful people did not want her story told or anybody else's. This lady says, we had the goods. That's what she said. This is unbelievable to me that, we're covering a story, well, James O'Keefe and team, and I'm glad, you know what I'm really happy about? I'm happy that somebody had the guts to send that clip to James and his team, that there are people out there that know we can send this stuff to Project Veritas and it will get out in a big way. And James O'Keefe does a great job of getting this stuff promoted. You know, social media. He teases it and then boom. This story is on the heels of his expose of CNN. We don't have media. We have people who can be pushed around over things like this. I don't know if we want to take this into another segment because we have another clip. Here's a second clip of Amy Robach talking.
So do I think he was killed? 100%. Yes, I do. Because he made his whole living blackmailing people. There were a lot of men in those planes, a lot of men who visited that island, a lot of powerful men who came into that apartment. When I heard he was found in his cell, I knew immediately. And they made it seem as though he made that suicide attempt 2 weeks earlier, but his lawyers claimed that he was roughed up by his cellmate around the neck. That was all, like, to plant the seed. And then, that's why I really believe it. Like, really believe it.
What's most revealing to me, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, about those statements is Amy Robach is saying, we know how this game is played, this political game is played. if she was really, you know, we were to extend her truth, she would say, we know what's going on with Adam Schiff. We know what went on with this Mueller thing. We know what goes on with this Clinton stuff. She alluded to Clinton. She alluded to it. She says, do I think he was killed 100%? He's made it. He made his living blackmail, pardon me, blackmailing people. Lots of powerful men involved. Probably somebody wanted him arrested so that they could get rid of him. Because maybe, who knows, you know? I mean, who knows? But I want you to understand, 3 years ago, this woman wants to bring this story up, and powerful people squashed it. Powerful people. Fast forward, look at everything that's going on with Schiff. I want you to understand the powerful people that are going after Donald Trump. The powerful people that would love to see this man rot in prison. They don't even care. And what's funny, I'll read clips where leftists are saying, Donald Trump is a despot and he's doing it. And I'm thinking to myself, if Donald Trump was a true dictator, you want to know what would be happening? Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler would have a bullet to the back of their heads. There'd be no question about that. The Clintons would be on the run. James Clapper, John Brennan, Jim Comey, Eric Holder, Barack Obama would all be in a gulag or dead. That these are people that are still waging war against the president. Still doing, trying to pull an Epstein, if you will, on Donald Trump. And the only difference is Donald Trump is fighting back. He's not just going to lie down and let it happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
London police say the terrorist in today's London Bridge knife attack is dead. Assistant Commander Neil Basu confirmed the incident is terror-related. Basu also says,
I can confirm at this time, we believe a device that was strapped to the body of the suspect is a hoax explosive device.
People are out and about shopping for Black Friday deals.
I got these gifts for my granddaughters. Nothing for me, just for my grandkids.
Super tired. I'm exhausted. I got this doll at Disney,
And then last week I was here and it was $30. And then I came today and it was $10.
Some shoppers up early looking for bargains say the stores, in their opinions, weren't quite as busy as they have been. And it no longer feels like this is the busiest shopping day of the year. Keep in mind, Saturday is Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday is Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. Between family feasts and cookies for Santa, the stove and oven work as hard as you do during the holidays. Always cook and clean with care. Keep in mind, kitchen equipment is the leading cause of home fires year-round. When cooking, be sure you know where the nearest fire extinguisher is in your home and that you know how to use it if, God forbid, you have to. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit AceHardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon or redeem. Offer valid at participating stores at AceHardware.com on regular priced items. Limit one. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know if you guys heard about this. Maybe you missed it because you're probably not as much in the pop culture. I'm not really in the pop culture, but we scour the news and there's some, you know, silly things that you find, things that maybe seem irrelevant, but they are relevant in some kind of way. And I think that it's our responsibility as communicators, as marketers of messages. I'm talking about radio hosts and people that are in the profession that I'm in. It is pretty much put on us to explain things in a way that people get. I've often been using this Burger King. Here it comes again. This Burger King veggie burger. Pardon me, as a metaphor for some things that are happening in the country. And to much to the chagrin of my my producers, because I've done other things like that. It's a metaphor. It makes people understand things better. And anyway, strange news to me is an opportunity to figure out how to put the life in perspective many times. Life. Not political life, life. Your life doesn't revolve around politics, but sadly, politics does revolve around your life and everything that you do. It used to not be this way. It used to not be this way. Pop culture wasn't trying to influence. I mean, it's always been that way to some degree, but I'm not to the level that it is now. Everybody wants to write an anthem. Everybody wants to sing an anthem. Everybody wants to produce in TV an anthem. Everything is about, listen to my ideology. Every award show is no longer about accepting the award and saying, I appreciate you for recognizing my work. It's about making a social justice commentary about some plight, something that's bad happening in the world. Probably something that the very people accepting the award have created. This is where we find ourselves. Pop culture, Hollywood, media, individuals that want to be part of this, I don't know, this fast-moving reality TV show viral video star, you know, viral whatever star. Everybody looking for clicks. You know what I said to myself the other day? No lie. I'm looking at how we're shadow banned, and my team, they bring this up all the time. Kevin, we should be getting a lot more clicks on that. We should be getting it. And I go, let me explain something to you folks. I don't care about clicks. Do I like want our message to get out there? Yeah. But if they won't do it on Twitter or Facebook, go get our message out there. Here's what I will tell you. God will put our message out there in the venue that it's needed to be put, and it will happen at the time it's supposed to happen. And I'm not worrying about it. It's like when I finally got a real attorney, and I could go somewhere, and they'd say, blankety, blank, blank, blank. And I'd say, well, I refuse to worry. I will call my attorney about it. What a powerful thing to be able to say, you're not going to get to me. I'll have my attorney talk to you.
Kevin, this is gonna...
Fine. Take it up with my attorney. Anyway, there are many things going on that are happening right around you that are good news. And we were talking about this young man a while back. He's been in the news politically for some time. I don't think he really necessarily wants to be. I think he's sensing the same frustration that many of us have sensed over decades. And it finally got to him. And I'm speaking of Kanye West. And then there were people within our movement that wanted to use him. Oh, I'm hanging out with Kanye. I'm in L.A. I'm hanging out with Kanye. You know, and he's like, okay, I'll do it for a minute because, you know, the same thing with Isaiah Washington. He's a black convert, was on ER or one of those shows, one of those medical shows, and built a great reputation there and finally woke up. And then there are people that want to glom on. Isaiah, we've invited him to an event. I'm putting an event together, but he'll be just like anybody else to me. Congratulations, man, you woke up. Thanks for being a part of what we're doing. So Kanye does it. People want to take advantage of it. Oh, Kanye's going to design my shirts and do all this or that, and then he rebelled. But he didn't rebel completely. He backed away from people. He said, I don't sense the genuine nature of what's going on here, so I'm going to back away. And then he came back out. And see, Kanye was going through this transition. I'm speaking about what I believe was happening to this guy. He was going through this transition of, I see the dichotomy of what they want me to be and what I am. Now, I'm talking about black folks, Democrats, the black community. And he said, enough is enough. So he spoke out. I'm for Trump. And then all the other stuff came. And people wanted to kill him. I want you to understand there were rappers, former Crips, hip-hop guys saying, we're going to kill Kanye. Next concert, we're going to kill this dude. This is how serious this is for these ideologues. And Kanye stuck with it. And then he said, you know what? I found God. Jesus, he'd been flirting with it, and I don't follow his stuff, but people are like, man, he was blasphemous. Okay, fine. What? Have you not sinned? Kevin, he was blasphemous. I listened to his rap song before he did this last time. Okay, fine. He was a sinner. Tell me something I didn't know. Now, he makes his first gospel album, and I didn't listen to it. I mean, but people want a plane, celebrate, I mean, singing it, because he was rapping it. I was looking at it. I was into it. I was like, whoa. And it dawned on me how much it was impacting me. And I said, this has got to be happening to other people. So I started looking at it. And sure enough, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people have heard about Kanye's new gospel album. People said to me, I've never bought a Kanye West piece of music, and I bought his album. You know, CD, whatever you call it. I was like, whoa, really? Yeah. And they don't know whether it's good or bad. They're figuring it out. And I go, well, I can say this. A lot of people say this dude is a genius. Kanye may bring more people to Jesus than anybody. And then I saw this story. Thousands of people gathered for Kanye West's Sunday service in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a last-minute announcement. This is a dude that has the same drawing power of Donald Trump. And he did this thing at a church. Kervine Brewington, a pastor at Crossroads Church in Lafayette, Louisiana, attended the event and shared his experience on Instagram, saying there was an altar call and over 1,000 people gave their lives to Christ. What? How many people were there? If 1,000 people gave their lives to Christ, and I'll ask you this question for the people wondering, do you believe that if Kanye wasn't there, 1,000 people would have done that? So before you diminish him or dismiss this, answer that question. What happens? I mean, this is a dude, I'm not going to be his publicist, but I'll tell you what I'm thinking. If Kanye makes an announcement, I'm going to be at a black church in insert city here, and he does it an hour before, I bet you he fills that church. I bet you he has Donald Trump level appeal to fill a church full of black folks who know a couple of things now. Oh yeah, I'm about to drop it down on you. They know that Kanye West is a Trump supporter. Yeah. See, that's not going unnoticed on me. These thousands of people who gathered at this Sunday service went to see Kanye. The very same Kanye that has been called an Uncle Tom and a Step and Fetch It and all other kinds of stuff, that has had death threats from hip-hop guys that say, Kanye better not show his face up here. And then Kanye did what? He did what in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Red Stick? No, Lafayette, sorry. He wasn't in Red Stick. He was in Lafayette. What did he do? He showed up in the black community. And he said, I found Jesus. And he didn't denounce Trump. They know he's a Trump supporter. They know he's a God supporter. And he's there. And he says, I'm dropping my new album and everything I do now is going to be for the grace of God. It's like one of my buddies says all the time. He says, I became the most successful in my life when I made Jesus Christ the chairman of the board of my life. And Kanye has apparently done that. But this is huge. Kervine, the pastor, he said this. I got to experience Kanye West Sunday service at Bethany Church. Oh, it was in Baton Rouge. If you've ever doubted the legitimacy or spiritual impact of this Sunday service project, simply look at the incredible shot taken by, he names the person, during the altar call. Yes, I said altar call. Tonight, worship was lifted, the name of Christ was exalted, the word of God was preached, a multitude prayed together, the gospel was clearly proclaimed, an opportunity to respond was given, and a crowd of 6,000 people from all walks of life, all ages, all races. I witnessed over 1,000 people respond to the gospel by raising their hands to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Say what you want, think what you want, but trust me when I tell you, the Spirit of the living God was indeed present. I danced, wept, stood in awe of God's redemptive work, and can honestly say tonight I witnessed a new wave of revival firsthand. What I'm telling you folks is the power of this guy to bridge people over and get that spirituality back into this nation and get people thinking about Donald Trump differently is
unmatched. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. $66.37 plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
There was an interesting exchange between Kellyanne Conway and Dana Bash on Joe Biden. And I'm enjoying watching this whole political process unfold because I don't think there's ever been in my political upbringing, if you will, and I could be wrong because, I mean, I can't go back to the Reagan years. I was in college and trying to figure things out. But I've never seen a bigger divide between how the media would cover one story versus the other. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I think the media was more fair back in the day when they really weren't. Because I will tell you, in my cognitive years, I cannot remember when the media was fair. Maybe during the Cronkite era. Leading up to that, but post that, I cannot remember a time when I reflect where the media was fair. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. It is the most polarized and today, it's not even, it, as I mentioned the other day, Mark Cuban wants to pass something that says you have to, the news media has to say what's news and what's opinion. And they need to be people that monitor it to say this is factually correct, etc. Fact checkers and all that. There's supposedly a fact checkers now. What do we find out about the fact checkers? They're biased. And here's what's funny about fact checkers. They're politically biased, and they're almost always leftist. See, I don't have a problem with fact checking. I don't. As a conservative, if you said to me, Kevin, you're going to fact check the news, and it must be right, and do not have a political spin on it, I would go, no problem, I can do that. And occasionally I might be like, wow, this one's a little, you know, leans a little too far left. I want to, you know, put some bend into it. I'll admit there might be a little bit of bend, but no break. And not enough bend for you to notice. Kind of like a skyscraper's, you know, moving in the wind, you know, during a 50-mile-an-hour wind. It's hardly noticeable. If you're in the building, you wouldn't notice it at all. But anyway, I would do it 99%. To the letter of the law. There's no leftist I know that would do that. None. I can't think of one. It would be so far slanted to the left, it's crazy. And that's kind of the situation we find ourselves in, is we're just manipulating news. I mean, it's not coming to us pure, and they don't want it to come to you pure. It's like, why would I bother? So, anyway, Kellyanne Conway and Dana Bash are debating the issues around whether President Trump should have had this conversation with Zelensky, president of the Ukraine, and all this other stuff. And it's about a four-minute clip, but it's so revealing that I want to play it in its entirety, because Kellyanne Conway's bringing up amazing points, and Bash just sort of glosses over it. And as you listen to it, you can ask yourself this question: what if Trump had done this? And it's you know in your heart of hearts that Bash would be completely asking completely different questions. This is what is so amazing. It's so revealing, and it's so obvious. So here's the clip.
You mentioned the trend. Let me read the part that I'm referring to, and that frankly sparked this impeachment inquiry. This is the president. There's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me. This is the president asking another foreign leader to look into a man who is the leading candidate to be his political rival. No. You don't have to say 2020 for it to be clear.
No, I have to push back on all of that. Okay. First of all, look at what he asked him to do. He asked him to investigate what happened when Joe Biden, as Vice President of the United States, Dana, stopped the prosecution of a company where his son, who, as his son has admitted, only got those jobs because of his last name, only got those contracts because of his last name. He's talking about 2016, not 2020. And respectfully, Joe Biden is not his main political rival. Joe Biden was in Iowa yesterday and said he was in Ohio.
And why does the president tweet about Joe Biden all the time? But
he tweets about many things, but I want to say
something.
I want to say,
you said something needs to be
fact-checked. Excuse me, CNN itself was talking about CNN. I'm not attacking CNN. CNN itself was talking about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. On May 12th, CNN's own John King reported on his show that Hunter Biden worked for a natural gas company in Ukraine. That is totally fair game to ask whether he made money.
Okay, so because you brought that up, I want to tell you that a couple things. Current and former Ukrainian prosecutors general have publicly said that Ukraine does not have any information about any wrongdoing by Hunter Biden. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the U.S. government, the EU, the IMF all wanted this prosecutor that you're talking about fired because he was not.
We had these conversations 6 weeks ago when Nancy Pelosi jumped the gun before she read the transcript of the call, believed the false reporting that there were 8 quid pro quo requests in the transcript. They're not there. Believe that the president said he was holding up aid. Not there. Believe that the president said he wanted the 2020 rival investigated. Not there. Joe Biden is not insulated from his past actions just because he's running for president.
Okay. You know
if
what?
Anything, this scrutiny should be higher if you want to be
okay,
president.
Okay. So what you're, what I hear you saying, and you tell me if this is correct, is that what the president said in this call, which is all I'm trying to ask about right now, asking the Ukrainian leader to look into Joe Biden, that was appropriate.
Joe Biden, as a vice president, stopping a prosecution that would have affected his son.
But he's also a political rival.
No, the president mentioned 2016. He mentioned
investigating. So that's okay. That. Regardless of when.
And let's give.
It's
let's
okay.
Give,
it is okay for the president of the United States to ask.
It's not impeachable. And
to
isn't
ask
that where we are now?
We're going to get to that.
Is it a high crime or misdemeanor?
We're going to get to that in a second. But I just want to stay on this. What, just to be clear, you are saying it is appropriate for the president to have had this conversation.
What I've said is everything we're being told about this call, including by the investigators who are selectively leaking from 10.
I'm talking about the transcript, the summary of the call.
Right.
I'm talking about what the president
right.
said in the summary of the call that you all at the White House put out.
Right.
Do you feel comfortable with what the president said?
I feel comfortable saying that he never mentioned 2020, quid pro quo, holding up aid, Joe Biden and his political rival. What the president said, you just quoted it, Dana. People are talking about Joe Biden. His son. You're darn right they were. The New York Times on May 1st, CNN's John King on May 12th, ABC News Tom Yamas on June 20th.
But it's one thing calling for a reporter to talk about it. It's another thing
today.
For
calling
a president
question.
To ask about it
calling
another
calling,
phone later.
No, that's
it's not
true.
So that's what I'm asking.
He,
is it okay?
He said looking into Joe Biden stopping the prosecution. And Dana, let's be fair. Ukraine got the aid. As you and I sit here, one presumes they're using that aid. The Ukrainian president said he felt no pressure. He never knew aid was being held up. But for President Trump, there would be no kind of aid going to Ukraine right now. Under President Obama, he was like the MyPillow
okay.
guy for
right.
Ukraine. He was sending pillows.
All right, so let's talk about the aid. You've said, and I believe that what the president said on that call was okay.
What I said was we have to be honest with America as to what is not there. What is not there is saying I'm holding up the aid.
But what is? That's not what I'm asking about.
Now, if you're like me, you're pretty frustrated by that interview. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Frustrated because Dana Bash wants us to believe that Hunter Biden got a legitimate deal. It had nothing to do with his dad. All the things that have led up since then, Joe Biden having a meeting, I talked about this the other day, Joe Biden having a meeting with the president of Burisma 2 days before Hunter is put on the board and given a $50,000 salary. 3 days later, Joe Biden goes to Ukraine and touts more oil exploration, right? And I mean, the connective tissue here is so obvious, and Bash is arguing that the president of the United States ask because people are concerned about election integrity involving Ukraine, should he inquire as to why this prosecution was stopped? And maybe that's got something to do with the linkage between this election integrity. I mean, it's obvious. And what's funny to me is Kellyanne Conway says on May 12th, your people at CNN brought it up. On May the 1st, the New York Times brought it up. And then when Trump brings it up as president, you guys are like, oh, he's going after a political rival. And then Bash says, well, current and former Ukrainian prosecutors have no information on Hunter Biden doing anything wrong. And then she goes on to bolster the thing that's to make it appear as though he's okay by saying, well, not only that, all these other people wanted that prosecutor fired. Now, would she be defending this for Donald Trump? And the short answer, of course, is no. This is probably one of the biggest media malfeasance outside of this entirety of the Russian investigation. And this, I mean, this is just the media gone wild. They know what they're doing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.